So the answer here is aortic dissection. We have a classic descriptor of chest pain radiating to the back, and we've got a low blood pressure because we have a ruptured dissection. And then we have diminished pulses in the right arm. It's classic to have a difference in blood pressure between both arms because the left subclavian going ultimately to the left arm is going to come off more distal on the aortic arch compared to the brachiocephalic going to the right subclavian in the right arm, which is more proximal on the aortic arch. So when you have that dissection, which can span the aortic arch in between where those subclavians come off at different locations, that can cause a disruption in blood pressure. So just to have a difference in blood pressure between the arms, just a typical finding you might see in dissection. If they don't mention that, doesn't mean it's not a dissection, but if they do, it's suggestive. And so this patient would need labetalol, that's really high yield, as a first line pharmacologic agent in dissection. Even in the setting of low blood pressure, it decreases shearing forces. Sodium nitroprusside is the wrong answer. And if we look at choice A, aortic aneurysm, a classic descriptor for that will be a pulsation above the manubrium. Okay, I've seen aortic aneurysm NBME questions. That's what they say, visible pulsation above the manubrium. There might actually be a tracheal shift with that, where you say, what the fuck, like a tracheal shift? I thought that was a pneumothorax. Well, you can also see it with aneurysm sometimes. But pulsation, okay, that indicates aneurysm. The same way you might have a AAA, abdominal aortic aneurysm, where they might say that there's a pulsation in the abdomen. Aortic coarctation, choice B, they would tell you that there's a higher blood pressure in the upper limbs compared to the lower limbs, or that the upper limbs are warm, the lower limbs are cold. That's classic for Turner syndrome, okay, along with bicuspid aortic valve. We need not have Turner syndrome in order to have aortic coarctation, but it's just classic that we see coarctation in Turner syndrome. And USMLE also wants you to know that blood pressure is increased in coarctation proximally, not just because of the physical backup of hydrostatic pressure from that coarctation, but there's also an increase in RAS, the renin angiotensin system. Choice D, aortic obstruction, is just a random distractor here in case you're not sure what's going on. Doesn't refer to anything specific. And then aortic stenosis, choice E, not the correct answer. They would tell you that there's a murmur that's mid-systolic or crescendo-decrescendo, same thing. And that could be at the second intercostal space, right sternal border, can radiate classically to the carotids. They might tell you there's a late peaking systolic murmur, sometimes with an ejection click. Aortic stenosis can present with syncope, angina, dyspnea, causes pressure overload on the left ventricle. So a lot we can chat about regarding aortic stenosis, but the bottom line is that's not the answer here. We just have a typical dissection, pain radiating to the back, and it's ruptured as we have the low blood pressure. And then the mentioning of the scoliosis in the vignette here, not even related, just, I mean, as we see, all the answers are cardiac and cardiovascular anyway. So that's it.